Well, hello, my wonderful friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are all having an absolutely blessed day today and staying sharp and strong. As always, we're staying busy down here at Health Masters, getting everything out as quickly as we can, as always. And I'm continuing to encourage people, if you need anything on the double, be sure to give us a call, or you can use the expedited shipping option. I get a lot of people that are still asking me about that when they want stuff, or they're running out, or they want something very quickly. We can get stuff to you very fast. We even have most options pretty much for the entire country as next day air AM if you want to pay for that. And that, again, is an option that we have, and we have very, very competitive rates. So if you need a very specific quote like that, feel free to give us a call. And also, as a heads up, today is the last day the HGH Stimulate will be on the spring sale coming in right now to the beginning of March. So be sure to check that out. Today will be the last day on the HGH Stimulate. And of course, I'm sure everybody, and I've been getting emails all over the place, and I want to clarify something real quick, because I've had some people sending me emails that I'm just like, okay, everybody needs to calm down. Second off, I am not sitting around, and I am not some massive pro-Russia invasion person, and I'm supporting Russia going into Ukraine. A lot of people for some reason have taken that, and I apologize if you think that's how I feel. I have not. What I've tried to be very clear with you all over the last day and last week is that I try to bring you guys a very unbiased opinion and facts of what is currently going on, and I don't think for one second what Russia is doing is okay, but nor do I think Ukraine is the innocent little kid in the corner that's getting picked on by the bully. I've told you guys before, the Ukraine is listed as the third most corrupt country in the entire world. It was also the country that Mr. Bumbling Buffoon and his crackhead son used significant amount of influence to funnel money through, and all the drama and all the shady dealings that happened in that country, I don't think we even have a slight clue of what was going on over there. So I'm not saying that they deserve, or the people over there deserve or want any of this, but what I'm saying is there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than we are being told. So just understand that. I saw an article earlier, and a lady, she was actually from the parliament, Kira Rudick, and she basically was on Fox News talking about how the Ukrainians are fighting back, and she blatantly said in the interview, we not only fight for Ukraine, we also fight for this new world order, and we fight to maintain the euro. Now, people can take that as what she said. Was it miscommunication? Was there a dialogue issue there? I don't know. But when somebody blatantly gets on national television and tells me they're fighting for the new world order, and you got George Soros that's blatantly supporting it, I got to question the entire narrative that goes on behind the scenes. And what they're doing right now is exactly what I warned everybody about last week. Doing this as a massive distraction to make people think that everything that now is going to start occurring with the collapse of the dollar and the hyperinflation and all the other things that continue to happen when you start dumping trillions of dollars on the market, that it was 100% unrelated to anything the bankers or politicians or governors did to the last 2 years of this country, including signing bills like Trump did and Bumbling Buffoon did for trillions of dollars. They're going to try to pretend that nothing that happened over the last 2 years was anything other than just for our protection, and that everything that occurs now in the near future is going to be simply Russia's fault. That couldn't be any further from the truth. As I have told you guys, we're pretty much living in an absurd world right now. We've been asked to look at absurdities and call them facts. Peaceful protest versus riot and looting, and they reverse the two. The riot and looting is the peaceful, and the peaceful protesting is the violent, violent terrorist. We've seen that a dangerous virus of a 99.97% survival rate versus pretty much complete economic destruction for lower middle class individuals and small family owned businesses. Well, that was, you know, normal. It's worth shutting down the entire country for a virus with a 99.997 survival rate. That again is an absurdity and a lie. Of the importance of borders on the other side of the globe, that we now have to virtue signal and tell everybody we're so concerned about Ukraine's border while we've had over 2 million illegals come in below the southern border since 2020, and very little is even talked about it, while we cut Border Patrol's funding and we don't build a wall and we don't basically enforce anything on the books. In fact, we actually have a lot of those individuals that get here illegally transferred to Florida and dropped off and jumped them buses and at hotels. I've told you guys the stories now in Daytona and all the stuff that's happened where you go there and there's thousands of people in a certain city. None of them speak English. None of them know why they're there. And they have lanyards on with their little paperwork and they're walking around and everything's paid for. Again, don't look at that. Don't question that. You just need to completely and totally go along with absurdities and call them truth. This is what they're doing again right now. And now we're talking about them bumbling buffoon. He gets out yesterday and says, I want to remind everybody there's absolutely no risk of a nuclear war right now. First off, I've already talked to numerous people all over, different types of military contract guys and military all around the place. The aspect of a nuclear engagement is virtually slim to none. Now, could there be some type of detonation device? Could there be some type of cyber attack? Could there be some false flags? Or could there be some attack on a city? Absolutely. But talking about what's going to happen when nuclear warheads start raining from the sky and everybody needs to be terrified of is complete and total fear porn at its finest example. And then on top of that, you have this absolute absurd clown show that we have going on right now with pretty much every agency. And I saw FEMA, they put out their new updated advisory board for a nuclear attack, and they literally say in there, I'm not joking, I cannot even joke on how absurd and almost comical this clown show has turned into. Before the beginning of the show, it was subconscious. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was humming the circus show, like dun 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 dun. It was in my head. I was thinking of it as I'm reading all this stuff, and I just started laughing. I said, this is what we're watching. Watch the tiger jump through the ring of fire. Watch the bear stand up on his hind legs. Watch the guy, you know, catch swords. That's what they're wanting everybody to do right now, and then increase the tension, increase the negative energy, and increase the conflict between one another. The easiest way to make a country collapse on itself is from internally. That's always been the easiest thing. You get brother mad against brother. You get dad mad against son. You get friend against friend. Everybody starts arguing and fighting with one another. Never forget, they just started turning on the entire 5G system in full force last month. Don't forget that. And all the side effects that we've seen about with that topic that nobody wants to discuss. We don't want to talk about the fact that Canada just literally did emergency war pact hours or war act on its own populace just a few weeks ago and started seizing accounts, which they are still arresting people and taking money currently right now to this day. Because people went to peacefully protest in the middle of Times Square in Ottawa. And then you have FEMA come out now and just continually perpetuate the clown show. So it says, get inside the nearest building to avoid radiation in the event of a nuclear attack. I'm not joking. This is the next phrase. Go to the basement or the middle of the building. Stay away from the outer walls and doors and try to maintain distance of at least 6 feet between yourself and people who are not part of your household. If possible, wear a mask if you're sheltering with people who are not part of your household. And then it talks about when help comes to rescue you, please put a mask on for the safety of others in order not to transmit COVID. They literally are so desperate to try to keep this COVID narrative alive on a threadnail, to try to keep people terrified. They're literally telling you, in the event of a nuclear blast, you need to go get in the basement and put a mask on with everybody else because you can't social distance 6 feet. First off, it's not going to come to nuclear warfare because the whole country, the whole world would turn to Mars. There would be no intended positive outcome of all that. It would be mutually assured destruction on every level because of the amount of nuclear warheads that are all around the world. There's no benefit to do that. Secondly, it massively increases the fear. It massively stokes division. It massively charters the markets up. And it massively increases the war industrial complex. And it massively gets people more riled up with their war drums saying, hoorah, hoorah, we need to go to war with Russia now. When in the fact, we haven't even secured our own borders here. We haven't even got our own country in check. And there's already people all over the mainstream media that are saying, we need now to go to war, which would inevitably start World War III and absolutely have no positive outcome whatsoever. Again, look at what they're telling people and why they're telling you this. They don't want people to realize the narrative that's completely collapsing with COVID. They don't want people to look at the research. I just saw an article earlier that just basically came out not too long ago, and I was reading it in detail actually right before the show, and it's listed on MDPI, and it was issued basically January 18th, 2022. It's an open access research study by the Infectious Medicine Department of Clinical Science, Lund University in Sweden. And the title of it is Intracellular Reverse Transcription of Pfizer Biotech COVID RNA Vaccine in Vitro in Human Liver Cell Line. Now, what that means is, and what it says blatantly in this research study, is did it mean the RNA vaccine does integrate itself into human cellular DNA. This means that the Pfizer vaccine, taken even once, permanently changes the DNA of affected cells that it enters. This was allegedly impossible, if you guys remember. It wasn't supposed to happen, even though Dad and I were one of the first ones to call it out with multiple other doctors when we started researching it, saying, this is RNA gene therapy. This is what it's going to do. The health experts and fact checkers have now told us for 2 years, COVID vaccine does not change human DNA. It cannot change human DNA. It's impossible. Well, right here in this almost year-long research study. Furthermore, the study shows that SARS-CoV-2 RNA vaccine can be reverse transcribed and integrated into the genome of human cells. In this study, we investigated the effects of BNT162b2, which is the Pfizer shot, on human liver cells in vitro. We detected high levels of Pfizer shot in HU7 cells and changes in gene expression of long interspersed nuclear element 1 line 1, which is a reverse transcriptase. We also show that the RNA is reverse transcribed intracellularly into DNA in as fast as 6 hours upon exposure to basically BNT162b2, the vaccine shot. 6 hours. It's already going into the DNA and transcribing and changing it. Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that, are we? Remember what I told everybody for the last 2 years? We are going to see long-term unintended consequences, which we thought they were unintended. In reality, we now see that they were very intended, of what this injection is going to do to people. And there's a reason why they tried to force everybody to get it against their will. There's a reason why Pfizer tried to get their books shut down on it for 75 years without having to show any of the long-term research. Well, long-term, the whopping 3 months of research that they did when they built it. And again, this is why they're trying to completely flip the narrative and make people forget about what they just did to everybody for the last 2 years. Because remember, human psychology, if an individual is exposed to significant trauma and stress for an extended period of time, that person's coping mechanism will start to block that. They will basically start to repress a lot of those memories in those situations because they were so negative, you no longer want to deal with them. It's just human psychology. The body doesn't want to constantly deal with being reminded of the horrific stress it was under, so you just kind of block it out. It's very common in combat veterans. And so what happens is, but you still have certain elements that you don't forget. Now, if you have something else that comes in the mix after those horribly negative incidences occur and you start to repress them and something else comes in and completely changes the narrative, you now have another set of stressors that are coming in now and making everything extremely negative. Well, then at that point, you now have a new threat or a new problem that's in front of you. So the previous threat, the previous stressors, the previous things you started to repress from the last 2 years via COVID, you now are no longer focused on them because you now have a new threat that's in front of you. And this leads to the reference that they refer to as shell shock. You become so exhausted, you simply want to do anything to try to make it change and not be as negative as it possibly is anymore. This is exactly why they rolled in the entire Russian-Ukraine situation right as soon as they saw COVID was collapsing and they could no longer stretch it out any longer. This is why the mainstream media has completely flipped the script and there's literally not a single thing on television right now except negative news, nuclear war, invasion of Ukraine, when in reality, if CNN and Fox and all these other companies, these mainstream media, government, globalist-controlled entities weren't talking about Ukraine, 99% of people wouldn't even pay attention to it. There were three different massive conflicts in Africa last year where I'm talking a significant portion of people were slaughtered, some of them completely unarmed, villages. When's the last time you heard about that topic at all? You didn't. It never even made mainstream media one time because they don't want to talk about it because it had no benefit with the narrative. Always remember who you're listening to and remember why they're doing it to you. This is why I try to give everybody the open, honest news truthfully as possible and let you guys make your own decisions on it, which I encourage you to do every single day. Make your own decisions. What do you think, Dad?
Well, again, we try to stay neutral on this. I've told you guys, I'm a political agnostic. I don't like any of them. And, you know, and I don't like any of this stuff that we're having to talk about now as far as this Shell Shack, Tavistock Institute, World War One, how to fracture the human psyche and basically cause people to be so stressed out they'll do anything and obey. Because fear is the great motivator. You know, hope is important. Hope will outdo fear, will. But fear is what they keep pumping into us. Remember, that's what they did in World War One with shell shock. That's where all this stuff came from, with Tavistock. In World War One, people would actually have their psyche split because they'd sit in the trench for weeks and months on end being basically shelled and watch all their friends get blown apart. And finally, their brain just separated, and they created two different people. They created an altar that went somewhere else during the shell shocking, and they could actually be called back up, you know, in research, the different alters that were being produced. They could produce up to 50 different personalities in one individual by doing this. Through basically just trauma-based mind control is what it is. CIA worked on it exclusively, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. They were busted for doing it and admit to it. And this is what they're doing to us right now because they've done the research. It's like the mRNA vaccine. Pfizer didn't have 90 days of research onto this. They've been working on this for 20 years. When all those cats and all those ferrets died in that study and they found that it was 100% effective at killing everything they injected with it, they realized that they had a vaccine that would reduce the population of the planet and they had to find a way to incorporate it into us. And Austin's right. Nobody got forced to take a vaccine. They were coerced into it. They were coerced by their families, by their jobs, by the government. They were coerced, but nobody threw anybody down on a gurney and injected them. They wanted us to take this thing voluntarily because it's changing our DNA. It's changing us into something else. It's exactly the same template they used in Genesis chapter 6, except the difference was instead of using vaccines, which we don't know if they did that or not, which they could have easily done that because they had the technology of these fallen angels, they basically just used it as far as breeding and breeding cycles, and these entities took on human form and started having sex with human women and created the Nephilim. And polluted the entire genome of the human species to the point that God had enough when he looked down and said, that's it, I'm done, I'm flushing it, and flooded the planet. They're doing it again. Jesus told us they were going to do it again because there was a second incursion because it says they were there before and after the flood. It's never stopped. And these are the ones that required the human sacrifice from the Baal and the Asherah and the religions of the ancient Canaanites, which were incorporated into the religions of Isis and Osiris out of Egypt. And this is the same group that has been running the planet ever since then. I've done entire shows on how they were separated from God. They could no longer get energy from the field that God creates. And they had to create an energy field basically that was being done through human sacrifice so they could absorb the energy from that field. And this is the group that runs the planet. Now there's another massive blood sacrifice going on in Ukraine right now, which these entities are being fed as these people are being slaughtered. Now, anybody else who talks about this stuff on any of the shows, let me know who they are because I'd like to listen to them. But this is the group. Jesus called them the synagogue of Satan. That's who they are. They're the same ones he said were the children of the devil in the book of John. Look it up. I'm not making it up. You can read it yourself if you're a Christian. You should believe what it says. You know, yesterday, let me tell you a story. This happened to us yesterday. And we should have taken photos. We didn't know it was going to turn out like this or we'd have taken and documented the whole thing. Years ago, we used to go to Ghirardelli chocolate factories over there in basically Disney Village. It was called Lake Buena Vista at the time. Then they changed it to Disney Village. And now they kind of think they call it Springtime Disney or whatever the heck they call it. I don't know what they call it anymore. But we basically went over there and we found that we couldn't park by the Ghirardelli chocolate store because when the kids were little, I used to take them over there because they had pretty high quality stuff and I would get them a banana split. Right? So my 19-year-old daughter was back from college yesterday, and I said to her, I said, would you like to go to Ghirardelli's over at Disney Village and get a banana split? She goes, Dad, I'd love to do that. We used to do that all the time when we were kids. I mean, we used to literally go up there once or twice or three times a week, walk around Epcot with the strollers, take the kids, relatively safe, pretty decent environment back then. It really was. I'm talking 20 years ago. And so I said, let's do this again. I wanted to recreate a portion of her past in which she had such joy going over and getting a banana split, she wanted to do it with us. So we got in the car. Usually it took us 20 minutes to get there. It wasn't 20 minutes. Yesterday it was an hour. It was an hour fighting on the interstate with crazy people from all over the world driving like they don't know how to drive. So we finally got there. We had to put it into navigation because it's been so changed in the last 20 years that I didn't even know how to find it. And suddenly, the parking area beside Ghirardelli's, where you could walk in literally after you parked in 10 seconds and order yourself a banana split, was gone. And they'd built giant parking garages with steel shutters like you were driving into a prison complex all around this area. And there was no longer any parking other than the prison complex area with the steel shutters locking you in and locking you out. And I thought, this is really odd. So I said, okay, whatever. If we got to park here, we'll park here. The valet parking had been shut down. It wasn't even available anymore. I thought, it's odd. There's a police officer parked there where the valet turnoff was with cones up so you couldn't go that way. So we went ahead and we decided to go ahead and park. So we parked and we were in my pickup truck and we parked and we said all of a sudden we parked on the ground level. And it used to be you could just walk outside around the edges and walk into this area and it was no big deal. Not anymore. Everything is coned off. Escalators are broken and it says, you know, basically the ramp to the area is on the second floor. And the escalator going up to the second floor, which gave you an escape route, was basically shut down and broken down and disassembled. And I think to myself, this is really odd. So we hop on the elevator. We go up to the second floor. And they've got cattle gates everywhere. And we were herded into security. I kid you not. Now, I did not have a weapon on me. I'm going to say that. I've already been busted with a weapon at Disney years ago. I chose not to carry a weapon. I left it in the vehicle. I did not have it on my person. So we walk up to the cattle gate, and sure enough, here are the metal detectors. And here are the wands. And here's the pat-downs. And here's the groping. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I didn't have any guns on me. All I had on me was a wallet. I wouldn't even want to watch. A wallet, a phone. And, of course, I don't know if I was singled out because of facial recognition. I don't know. Don't know. I'm just telling you that as soon as Sharon and Savannah both walked through the metal detectors with absolutely no incident whatsoever and were able to walk right through into the park, not me. As soon as I walked through it, bingo, it flashes, beeps. I'm like, oh, my gosh, was I just flagged on facial recognition? I don't know. So I walk up to the desk. The guy goes, please empty your pockets. And I thought, okay. My daughter wants a banana split. I really don't want to do this. The only thing that you have at this place are basically restaurants and basically shops to buy things. There's no attraction here. There's no rides, none of that here. So I said, okay. So I emptied my wallet. He goes, okay. Then he starts questioning me, and then he starts running the wand over me. And I'm looking at him, and I said, you know, I was here years ago. They didn't do this. This is nonsense. I said, I'm not a peasant. I said to him, he looked at me kind of funny. I said, I'll repeat that for you, bud. I'm not a peasant. Why am I being treated like this? You know, I wanted to say to him, 1984 was not an instruction manual. But he wouldn't have gotten that. You guys get it. He would have had no idea what I said. So finally, he buzzes me, and he goes, what's that? And I reach in my pocket, and I pull my sunglasses out. And I looked at him, I said, that's it. I'm done. And Sharon and Savannah, they already knew that I was about to say Ganook on it. I'm done. And I said, how do I get out? Same way you came in. I said, good. I refuse to be treated like this. But I was watching hundreds of people, hundreds, in aggregate thousands and thousands of people, going through exactly what I went through without saying a word. And I thought to myself yesterday, you know, why is it that the Ted and Austin Brower Show tell you guys to resist, that Austin and I do it by example, and we tell you about it? Why is it that we have thousands of people going in here with not an incident and being groped and paddled down, et cetera, with absolutely no authority at all to do that? If I invited you to come to my home, if I invited you to come to my home for a party, which they're inviting you by having these shops and telling you to come to Disney to have a big party. But I brought you to my home, but every single person who came to my house had to walk through a metal detector. And then basically I patted you down, groped you as you came through the door. You would think, what the H-E double sticks is wrong with Ted? Why did he invite us? Why did he put up, you're welcome to come to Disney. You're welcome to come to the Ted Brower party, but you're going to go through metal detectors and you're going to be groped. I walked out. Sharon, Savannah, they were, of course, they were with me. You know, Sharon was, yep, that's it, we're not doing this. When we were, Savannah, 19 years old, she was like, wow, okay, this is crazy. We're coming here with Dad, and now we're going through this. But I stood my ground. Doesn't it tell you in Ephesians to stand? Well, I stood, and I walked out. And I thought, I am not going to let them grope me to buy a $15 banana split, which is massively overpriced anyhow. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow myself to be taken to the level of a peasant, a serf, a person without any rights who can be hundred, be grabbed and handled and basically touched and scoped and wanded. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow myself to do that willingly. I'm not. This is the same thing they do to you, taking you to going to the front door of the house and coming here and say, we got a vaccine for you. We're going to inject you. The heck you are. No, you're not. Yeah, we are. No, you're not. You're not crossing the threshold of my house. Get off my property. I draw my line in the sand. No. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. You can't invite him into your house. You can't do that. You can't say, okay, let's go ahead. Let's have a party inside. Let me go ahead and grope you. No! But that was the end of it with Disney with me yesterday. I hadn't been there in years and years, probably 5 years of it over there. I couldn't believe how it had been changed. In German, the word's verendet. Just everything was different. And before, you could just walk in by all these parking areas into an open-air park that was totally free with shops and restaurants, and it was nice. Not anymore. They've got giant cages built on the outskirts that they have to funnel all the peasants through so they can go through the metal detectors. Then I find out later, I stopped and talked to the cop afterwards, who was basically sitting at the area where they had closed the area where you could have valet parking. He said, oh, we moved valet parking to the very far end. I said, why are they doing this? Now listen to me what he said. I said, why are they groping us and scoping us and all the stuff they're doing with the paddles and everything else? But why are they doing this? And he said, because of COVID. And I just started laughing. I'm laughing in the truck with Sharon and Savannah. And I looked at him. I said, COVID? What the heck does COVID deal with all this? He goes, oh, well, these are precautions we put into place. We decided to leave in place after COVID. I said, why in the world do you have to go through metal detectors for COVID? This is stupid. And he goes, well, you know, we decided to leave that all in place. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I left. And I said, I'm done with Disney, but here's the problem that I have. It's the insouciance of the American people. The place was packed, and everybody subjected themselves to this and said it was okay. What the H-E double sticks is wrong with people? 1984 wasn't supposed to be an instruction manual, as I just said earlier, and here we are. Are the people so dumbed down in the United States they can't see and know the truth because the God of this age has blinded them? Well, yeah, the answer to that is yes. They really don't see it. They're too stupid to understand. Austin and I didn't want Putin to invade the Ukraine. That's not the point of this show. But we don't want Ukraine being run by Nazis either, being one of the most corrupt countries in the world with all these doggone biowarfare laboratories all over it developing who knows what next to destroy the population of the planet. So are we supporting Ukraine? No, I'm neutral. Are we supporting Putin? No, I'm neutral. I don't want to be involved in any of it. It's on the other side of the world. I want to close our borders. If you want to know what I want to do, I want to close the borders on the southern United States. I've had enough of this crap. Entire neighborhoods behind us who can't even speak English, who don't even know why they're here, and they don't even go to work. But they were given brand new $400,000 homes. This is all Klaus Schwab. Out of chaos will come a new world order. Him and his Kabbalist rhetoric. He's sick. He's another pervert. I'm sure he drinks blood, gets high on adrenochrome, sacrifices children like the high-level bankers have to do that we were told a few years ago by that high-level banker who left that entire field because he wasn't going to be involved in it. This is the group. This is the Kabbalist Luciferian group that runs the planet. I had a friend of mine this morning. He's a pilot. He's also a cardiologist. Brilliant man. And he said to me, he texted me, he said, you know what? This is worse than Jimmy Carter was. I said, yeah, welcome to 1976 with Jimmy Carter again. I said, here's the difference. Jimmy Carter wasn't corrupt. He was just no common sense. He wasn't stupid. He had a PhD in physics. The man's brilliant from an intellectual standpoint. He had just no common sense. He really didn't. Biden is a career criminal who's a sniffing pervert with a crackhead son who had to have his teeth replaced because he ruined his teeth, who basically has videos of him torturing children, and Biden used to take showers with his daughter. What kind of sick perverts do we have in the White House? Well, again, I talked about it this week. It's the Kabbalist Luciferians who put them in because they want to show us they can put anybody in they want to put in, whatever they want to put them in, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. And we just got to realize that these guys are a bunch of stinking weirdos and that we have to stay true to Jesus Christ. We've got to pray to the Most High God every single day. I pray for you again today. I pray for you guys every day. I pray all the time for you. We've got to stand our ground. What I saw at Disney Springs yesterday, the absolute insouciance, the absolute stupidity, the absolute compliance of all the stinking weirdos going into that place for absolutely no reason besides COVID? What the heck is that all about? And guys, listen to me. It's enough. It's enough. Tell your pastors to stop being pansies and start talking about political issues and the issues of our times. I'm sure that, you know, Pat Robertson dusted himself off and came out of retirement and took control of the 700 Club again yesterday and decided to broadcast himself all over the world again in his unbelievable stupor promoting the Scofield Reference Bible and what's happening from the Scofield standpoint. He had to come in there and basically reinforce the Zionist perspective, how Russia is being led by God now to start Armageddon. Yeah, that was Pat Robertson yesterday pushing the Scofield Reference Bible because his son is too stupid, again, to actually do a decent job on that show. And the only thing they ever do on that show is promote Israel. That's it. And that's why I quit watching it many, many years ago. I'm not going to listen to somebody promote the number one homosexual destination in the world. I'm not going to do that. I refuse to. I've got my own opinion on all that stuff, and you guys have heard it many times on this show. And it's basically a Rothschild fiefdom is all it is. Like, you know, a Rothschild creation, a fiefdom. It's like they're a little group of people that they run and control. And where do you think all of these orders, these marching orders, are coming from for Klaus Schwab? He's a Kabbalist Luciferian, guys. You know, Russia is now being sanctioned by Switzerland and having their accounts frozen. The Swiss have also been completely compromised through the Luciferian Kabbalist network. That's why they're doing that. The Swiss were happy to have Nazi gold in World War II. They were bringing it in by the truckloads. The Swiss are bankers. All they care about is their profit and their gold and their assets and the neutrality of Switzerland, but not now. Because the New World Order, Klaus Schwab, is based out of Switzerland. Wow. So don't allow the headlines to do this to you. Don't allow them to affect you. Just realize that you're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. That's why I did that show last week on the blood of Jesus and what it does for you. And how we're only passing through here for a short period of time. And I promise you, almost 70 years old, and this life thing that we call life, this experience on this planet, this experience in a flesh suit of spiritual beings, it only lasts for a very short period of time as far as the timeline goes. It really does. Austin's 33, going to be 34 here in a few months. And all of these things come upon you really, really fast. So don't get all caught up in this. Don't allow yourself to worry, because the Bible says, Jesus said, who by worrying can add a single moment to your life? Don't do that. Just prep. Have some food stored up. Have some water stored up. Have some fuel stored up. And realize that, guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Do you think the first century was a cakewalk when they were hanging Christians on crosses? Do you think that was something that you guys would really want to experience? I sure wouldn't have wanted to experience that, or being fed to lions in the Colosseum. This went on for hundreds of years. Guys, this group of people realize that Jesus Christ reset the timeline 2,000 years ago, that we have victory over them. That's why they're scared to death. Why do you think they're pushing Putin as the person who's trying to reestablish the Russian Orthodox Church around the world, to reestablish Christianity around the world? It's for division. It's so that we, the Christians of the United States, are basically fractured, that we basically say, oh, he's a Christian, we have to support them, and oh, no, he's not a Christian, we don't have to support him, oh, we shouldn't support this. It's all about confusion. That's why they say, out of confusion and chaos will come their new world order. You ain't seen nothing yet. But, guys, rest assured, they're not going to nuke us. Now, there could be a false flag with a, quote, nuclear attack. They could do that. They could use a MOAB, a mother of all bombs, which has a nuclear plume that goes up. It's much smaller. And they could say it was a tactical nuke. They could say, oh, we've got radioactive Geiger counters. Listen to them as they click away as they're all fake and being turned on, you know, and basically fake Geiger counters. They could do all of that stuff. If anything we know now is this, the media is a bunch of lying sacks of poop. That's all they are. And 90% of the alt media is the same way. I'm just letting you know that. Bunch of lying sacks of poop that are pushing fear porn, fear porn, fear porn, fear porn, fear porn. It's all they push is fear porn. I'm not going to do that because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And this is a day the Lord hath made, and I'll rejoice and I'll be glad in it. I really will. And I've got a friend of mine right now. He doesn't want his name to be used on the air, but he's trying to get out of Ukraine. He's my man on the ground. He told me if this thing got started escalating over there, he was going to leave. And he told me last night he's going to leave. Pray for him. Pray for my man in Ukraine that he gets out safely. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Austin, what's your next story?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, I mean, you got to remember the level of fake media and fake news that's constantly ensued is going on a regular basis. They're going to tell us whatever narrative they want in order to get the intended outcome that they want from the response of the American public. That's why I brought up the article earlier about this, you know, gene therapy and what they're showing now in this research study and how it does change you, as we clearly told you it would 2 years ago. And now, of course, I guarantee you there won't even be a snippet of that anywhere. Everything they continue to tell you is a lie on a regular basis. There was even an article earlier here how the YouTuber Scambuster Kiboga, he's got 2.2 million subscribers. He's pointed out now that there's been multiple clips, not all of them. Obviously, there's some significant conflict going on. He said, but there's significant clips and videos and photos now that aren't even from what's currently going on over there. There was one that just got busted from the Times. They posted a photo of basically fighter jets from Russia flying in, you know, basically together over a building. And come to find out, it was a photo from a parade that they did in Russia like 2 years ago. Military parade. But again, they're showing that in the Times, the leading headline photo of basically all these planes flying together over this big building. Well, I'm not saying that there's not a significant conflict going on over there, but you have to ask yourself the question, why are they having to come up with old photos? Kind of like, you remember when the conflict was going on with Turkey and how the Turks were being invaded and how they were executing women and children over there and the whole thing that was going on. And then we come to find out ABC News simply just copy and pasted a machine gun shoot up from Knob Creek. I've brought that up to you guys multiple times. Most people don't even believe me until they look it up. Got completely busted. Well, if they had footage and that was going on in Turkey and it was that horrific, why'd they have to get fake video footage or footage from a 2017 gun range shoot to try to put that down as what was going on? Well, because the gun range shoot was pretty intense. You had miniguns running tracers. You had M2HBs running tracers. You had Tannerite. You had all kinds of explosives. It was pretty crazy shootout, pretty cool. Well, that got a lot more people stoked up than having maybe one or two guys in the middle of a, you know, road popping rounds off at each other around the corner while they poke their head out with an AK. You know, that doesn't really get a lot of people's attention. You start running minigun tracer rounds, well, that's pretty crazy to see at night if you've ever seen that. So, again, remember what they're trying to make everybody do. And Dad called me yesterday after the incident that happened over there at Disney Springs. And you guys know my stance on that. Remember, Disney Springs, it's not Disney World or Epcot or any of that. It's an outdoor mall is what it is. It's an outdoor open mall for anybody at any time to go there at any point pretty much. It's open all the time. It's not a you know, theme park. It's right off the side of the interstate. It's not in the middle of Epcot or Disney or anything. You don't have to pay anything to go in there. And if you guys know, I've refused to go back to anything related to Disney because I went to the same place he went to back in December 2019. I've told you guys a story, and it was one of the most horrific experiences I've ever experienced with Disney World. As I was walking with my wife and my two children in their stroller, and we were headed to basically a store that Landon wanted to go shopping to. We didn't have to park in a parking garage because they had valet parking still, and they didn't have any metal detectors. They didn't have any significant security to walk in. And as I know from what I've talked, I haven't heard of any incidents that's happening there, like, you know, a shooting or something crazy. So there's no real reason to increase security to that level. But I was walking. It was cool. I had my jacket on. I was with my wife. I was with my kids. They were having a blast. I still had this little remnants of thinking that maybe Disney was a complete and total nightmarish organization that monitored, watched, spied, and controlled everything you did when you're there. Still had that little bit of thought that it wasn't. Until, out of nowhere, K-9 Sheriff walks up right beside me, stops me, alerts his dog. Said, "Sir, I need to ask you a question." I said, "Whoa, hey, what's going on, bud? Everything good?" He goes, "Sir, are you carrying a firearm on your person?" I said, "Why are you asking me that?" He goes, my dog alerted to you. I said, "Your dog alerted to me." I said, "I don't even know where you came from, bro." I said, "There's 100 people out here walking right now, and you're telling me out of 100 people in this group, your dog alerted to me that I had a firearm on me." "Yes." I said, "Well, I don't believe you." I said, "But to answer your question, yes, I am carrying a firearm. I have a freshly cleaned Glock 43 on my person." Pulls up radio. PB1337 gives a bunch of numbers out. Goes, "I need security immediately." All of a sudden, two plainclothes contractors come out of nowhere. Another two more Disney security guys with little Disney hats on pop out of nowhere. Two more sheriff's departments, basically Orange County Sheriff shows up out of nowhere. They just kind of walked out of the walls. They just popped out of nowhere. All of a sudden, I'm standing there with my wife and my two children, and I have seven total security around me, including Orange County Sheriff, K-9 Sheriff, security contractors, and Disney Sheriff. Every single type of law enforcement that's at Disney is now surrounding me. And sure, "We need to see your driver's license." I said, "Okay." I said, "I don't really know if I have to show you that." I said, "But quite frankly, you guys are getting pretty aggressive with me, and I don't know why." I said, "Here, take my concealed weapon while you're at it." I said, "Pull my numbers up." I said, "I'm not a felon. I have no problems. I'm simply walking freely, unmolested on my way." And the one sheriff officer, the Orange County Sheriff, they all start like kind of pulling around me. And I look back at him. I said, "Dude, why are you flanking me, man?" I said, "There's seven of you guys." I said, he's like, "Why are you getting hostile?" I said, "I'm getting hostile because I'm with my wife and two children, and there's seven of you guys now harassing me, embarrassing my entire family in front of everyone because your K-9 said I had a gun on me." I said, "Which is complete crap." I said, "Y'all profiled me as soon as I walked in here, and you pulled my face." "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I said, you know what you're talking about." They said, "Well, you have two options. You can basically go back and put your vehicle in the firearm, or we can basically trespass warn you with a firearm warning, and basically you will not be allowed back here." I said, "I'm not taking my firearm off for you or anybody, period." They said, "Well, sir, you need to leave the park immediately. Now we will escort you out to the parking lot." And I said, "Is that where this is going to go?" "That's where it's going to go right now." And I said, "Well, guess what? There's seven of you guys and there's me and my family. So I hope you guys are really, feeling good about yourselves right now, considering I did nothing wrong. I'm simply walking freely on my way." They said, "We'll have security escort you all the way out to your vehicle." And sure enough, they had security walk me all the way out to my vehicle, would not leave me alone until I got to my vehicle. And I talked to the guy. They had sent the security contractor back. And I said, "Why are they doing this to me?" And he said, "Well, to be honest with you, man," he said, "I'm just doing my job." I said, "You're just doing your job." I said, "Look how you guys are acting." He goes, "Well, you're not allowed to have a firearm here. It's private property." And I said, "I get that." I said, "I didn't brandish a firearm, buddy. I got a jacket on." I said, "I got a Glock 43. It's super slim line. I did not profile. I'm very good at carrying." He goes, "Well, just to be honest with you, you were kind of spot on. They have a very, very aggressive facial recognition platform here." And I said, "I knew it." I said, "Did they see me on there?" He said, "Well, I can't disclose any of that." He said, "But what you said, you're not wrong." And I said, "I knew it." I said, "I went here for 5 minutes." And we got in the truck and I left. And I told Lana, I said, "I will never step foot on this property ever again, nor will they ever get a penny from me. I will never support them." And so when Dad told me he was going yesterday, I just started laughing on the phone with him. He said, "I'm going over there." I said, "Oh, good luck with that. Let me know how that works for you. I will love to hear the intended outcome because I hope and pray you have a better experience than I did on the last time." And when I went, they didn't have metal detectors because they would have stopped me right at the beginning. They'd been like, "You have a firearm on you, sir. You need to go back to your vehicle." And I said, "Okay, I'm leaving. I don't disarm for anybody. Nobody tells me I have to take my firearm off, period. Not you, not nobody." And so I would have just left. But it's interesting to me, exactly what Dad said, how much everyone has pretty much gone so complacent. And COVID's made it much worse because so many people now just continually follow what somebody else says, even when it has no basis in reality and maybe one of the most absurd things you've ever heard in your life. Like, you have to stand 6 feet apart at the airport. But when you get on the plane, you have to make sure you wear your mask while you're sitting shoulder to shoulder touching somebody in the plane because, it's science. you're in a, you know, a sealed chamber for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours recirculating air, and you know that little paper cloth blue mask, it's going to protect everybody. But when you're eating or drinking, you don't have to have it on. But you know, whenever you decide you don't want to eat and drink, you have to put it back on, because it's science, right? It's for everybody's protection. Just like this idiotic FEMA disclosure now. If you're sheltered in place from nuclear fallout, make sure everybody's social distancing and wearing a mask if you're in a basement together. Who even makes dumb comments like that? You can't even come up with something that stupid. Period. You can't. Unless you're trying to continue to push the narrative and hold it onto a thread to try to keep the last remnants of morons in fear of their life for something that has a 99.97% survival rate. It was funny. Yesterday, I had a propane tank finally get delivered that I've been waiting for over a year. Just taking forever. I had a burial tank that I needed for fuel. And so I had the guys out there, and they were digging on it, and we got on the topic of COVID. And I said, isn't it funny how all of a sudden COVID got cured by Putin? I said, now COVID doesn't really exist anymore because Ukraine's the only thing we need to be worried about. And they all started laughing. And the one guy that was with the company, the propane company, he said, you know, it's interesting. He said, I got the first shot. I got one shot. And he goes, as soon as I got the shot, I got sick as a dog with COVID. And I said, you know, you're like the 59th person that's told me that this month. You know, I was being sarcastic with him. And then the guy that was helping him the whole, the black guy, really sharp guy, he goes, dude, he goes, my doggone girlfriend works as – she's an RN and a nurse. He goes, she got the shot. Like 2 weeks later, she came down with COVID right after she got the shot. And then the guy running the backhoe said the same thing. He's like, yeah, my daughter's a nurse. She basically got the shot. And like 3, 4 weeks later, she got sick as a dog with COVID. I said, do you just hear what we all said? That we all specifically know direct people that took the shot and got sick as a dog right after, or it personally happened to you? I said, that goes to show you the entire thing was a lie. And I said, my personal opinion? I said, I think the shot causes COVID because it makes you produce the spike proteins and makes you a pathogen production site. And the black guy turned on and looked at me, and he goes, dude, I thought the same thing, and I've been reading about it. And he goes, I think everybody else thinks I'm crazy when I bring that up. He said, but nobody believes me when I tell them I think the shot caused more COVID than anything else. And I said, dude, you don't have to dig very far to start realizing what they gave to everybody was not okay and not normal. Something that gets approved by the FDA, it's RNA gene therapy within 3 months. There's no way in heck you're going to know how safe it is. It's impossible. And so we had this conversation about it, but it was funny that we were all talking about it and we all thought the exact same thing. And again, that shows you exactly what I've been saying. The narrative starting to collapse on itself with COVID. So what do we do? Shuffle the deck, pull a card, war. All right, play the war card now. COVID's off the table, play the war card now. The peasants are starting to wake up and realizing what's happening. Like Dad said, they brought the metal detectors for COVID-related. That's why they did it? Because they're doing it for the safety of everybody for COVID? Yeah, okay. COVID has turned into the largest excuse ever used by mankind to show the worst possible level of quality service and to push the worst amount of tyranny on everybody because it's COVID related, guys.
That's right.
If you don't believe it, or if you question anything, remember, you're a science denier, neo-Nazi, racist skinhead, and you belong to be in a concentration camp because you question the narrative. Tell me I'm wrong.
Austin, you know, it's ludicrous. I really felt that I had been completely transported into a utopian – not a utopian, a dystopian, you know, futurescape of basically George Orwell 1984 yesterday, especially with the steel shutters all over the building. I mean, I thought myself, this is nuts. And remember, you said this a couple of months ago. You said you really feel like they got something big planned, something else is fixing to happen. And, of course, a couple months later, this thing happens with Putin. And, you know, I want to say something about this, too, about this Ukrainian parliament member who told Fox News yesterday, we are not in a fight for Ukraine. We are a fight for the New World Order. I mean, you know, her name's Kara Rudick. And you know, the average income in the Ukraine is around $200 a week. It's the average income. It's a very, very poor country. She has a net worth of about $40 million. I looked her up. I did her background thing on her. $40 million net worth. And she basically went to college, and she learned – she has a degree in information control systems and technologies. Isn't that amazing? And now she's tens of millions of dollars, and now she's a congressperson in Ukraine, and she's pushing the New World Order. Well, isn't she our AOC? Isn't she the big-mouth woman? BMW? Forgive me, women, because we have big-mouth men too. But we have big mouth women and big mouth men up in Congress and the Senate who basically push their narrative. She's pushing the New World Order. That's what she's doing. And she's like AOC, that wretched wench out of New York, that filthy mouth wench who basically knows nothing, who's unbelievably ignorant, who entered a talent contest basically to become a congresswoman from New York and was one of thousands of people that applied for the job, and they decided to back her because apparently she had a big mouth and she was able to articulate well on camera, I guess. But in the very beginning, when she started her little career as a congresswoman, if you took her and asked her a question off script, she just went blank, wouldn't say anything. So she's the AOC because they have to have an AOC. And then they have to have a dummy. They have to have a Merkel or a Trump or a Biden or somebody who they can control in office. Now, what people don't realize is that George Soros helped get the man elected who's the president of Ukraine. His name's Zelensky. If you're on the ST Brower Instagram account, which I recommend all of you do that because I don't know how much longer we can keep that because they're censoring her all the time on that now. They're probably about to yoke it. But Zelensky basically became president of Ukraine by brainwashing the country with a TV series called Servant of the People that was paid for by George Soros via the Rothschild banking cartel. How about Donald Trump? He became president of the United States by doing the TV show The Apprentice for almost 15 seasons. They used the exact same format to get Zelensky, who's a filthy, filthy, filthy comedian. Sharon posted a filthy video, and we even warned you not to let your children see it, of what he was doing. And suddenly he decides he wants to be president after George Soros promoted him. It's the same format. They take a woman, Angela Merkel, hardcore communist raised in East Germany, member of basically the Stalin Youth Brigade in East Germany, and they decide to make her chancellor of Germany and bring in all of these immigrants. It's to say they do it over and over. They use their media to promote these people, and they give them an image of who you think they are. The real Donald Trump was exposed by Billy Bush. And I know Billy Bush. I was on his talk show several times back in the 90s. He's a nice guy, by the way. The real Donald Trump was exposed by Billy Bush when Donald Trump says, "You got to grab him by the." Yeah, you remember the story. That's the real Donald Trump. He's a complete and total fraud. He's not a business guy. He was given millions and millions of dollars, and then his siblings gave him tens of millions each, which he never paid back. He absconded with it, and then he's filed bankruptcy multiple times. The guy was completely and totally bankrupt in 1989 when Wilbur Ross, through Rothschild Inc. I can't make it up. Rothschild Inc. is who he worked for, basically bailed Trump out. And then Trump was given this apprentice job right after that, a few years later. And suddenly he was like Zelensky. Zelensky was given a job that was called Servant of the People. George Soros' involvement in Ukraine is well known. His name is linked to the Orange Revolution and regime changes in the country. And it's also like he did it in Georgia. And all of this stuff is being put to us through the Tavistock Institute of Naval Intelligence and the CIA and their mind control. And they know exactly what rings people's bells and force people to do what they're told to do. You weren't forced to take an injection, but you could lose your job. You were coerced. So people all over the country, hundreds of millions of people now have had a RNA shot that changes their DNA, and they were told it would never change the DNA, and we warned you it would, and it did. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that these things are happening literally at warp speed. Oh, that's right. Trump called it Operation Warp Speed, didn't he? In which everybody got shut down, and he went out and installed a bunch of 5G towers and signed billions of dollars. Those sneaky things are everywhere down here. Donald Trump ain't your friend, good friends. He was paid for by Rothschild Inc. with Wilbur Ross. Pay attention to what's happening. Look at the people who are the characters on the world stage. Like I said the other day, Joan Rivers decided to run her mouth and tell everybody that Barack Obama was queer and his wife was a guy. And suddenly she came off the world stage and she was no longer allowed to be the actress on the world stage. Now, whether or not she died or was really killed, who knows? Who knows? Who knows what these weirdos do? I still don't think Jeffrey Epstein is dead. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell, her judge is now deciding whether she can get a new trial. This lesbian Kabbalist judge that basically took control of everything up there as far as the trial and who could and could not testify. Unbelievable. Guys, keep your hearts and minds in Christ. He's the only answer we've got at this point. He's the only answer we've had since 2,000 years ago. He's the only answer that God saw that we needed to fix this mess, and we've got to take hold of who he is and in the blood covenant we have through him, through Jesus, with God. If we have that in our hearts and our minds, we can stay at peace. The peace that passes all understanding if you keep your hearts and minds in Christ. I love you guys. Finish it up, Austin. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And that's why just we continue to encourage people to live life and enjoy it. There's so much they try to do all the time. The overall goal you've seen with this, the mainstream media and these bankers, is they want to take your joy. They want to take your hope. They want to take your peace. That's the overall goal because they have none. And what do people do that are miserable and absolutely hate everything? They want to make sure everybody else is miserable, right? That's always what happens. They can't be happy, so they don't want anybody else to be happy. So that's what they continue to want to do to everybody and continue to stress people out. I talked to one of my buddies last night, one of the guys that I train with a lot. And he goes, what do you think about a lot of stuff? I said, well, I think what's ever going to happen. I said, you and I both got, you know, M4s and armor and ammo. We train on a regular basis, and we got, you know, basically our squad around here and comms. I said, worst case scenario, if it comes to that, it comes to that. I said, it's going to suck. I said, I really hope it doesn't. I said, but I know you and I and about another dozen other people in the Central Florida area that are all on the same page. And I said, if they all got guys that they know. And I said, if we have to do it, we have to do it. If it comes here, and I said, and it may come here. I said, if it doesn't, it doesn't. I said, but turning around, trying to sit around and wring our hands together and be terrified and, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen when a nuclear bomb lands on everybody? Well, guess what? It's not your problem anymore at that point. That's out of your hands. And you can continue to do the best you can to stay prepped and stay prepared, and that's all you can do. Sitting around living in fear, being terrified, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Come on, man. That's not of God. Fear is not of God. Continue to have a strong mind and stay prepped, and that's the best you can do. Keep your immune system strong. Keep your body strong. And I hope people have been exercising and getting back in shape. That's a huge thing. I've seen too many people that I've talked to before. Well, this happens. I'm going to grab my rifle. I'm going to show them. Well, hold on a second. I got to get up to the couch real quick. I'm out of breath. I got to go get some more Doritos. I'm like, bro, you can't even get to the kitchen without basically suffocating because your oxygen's so low because you're so out of shape. And you're going to run around outside in a heavy conflict? Yeah, okay. We'll see how that happens. Keep your body strong. Keep your immune system strong. Keep your diet strong. Continue to get the truth out there as well, because that is one of the most important things we can do right now is get the truth out there. As you guys need anything, healthmasters.com. I told you last day, HGH Stimulate on sale will be ending tonight at midnight. So be sure to check it out if you guys need anything on the front page of the website, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.